Reese.
I have my chart, and I have my freedom statements. And I can tell you for absolute certain that the most important part of, and everything that I do with you, is based on getting you to get to that freedom statement, because the freedom statement has to be how your soul speaks through that chakra to you, guiding you, talking to you. Okay? You feel it. And then it, and you, and it creates, and those feelings, just like I said, the brain should be responding to the emotions rather than the brain creating emotions and running the chakras backward. So the feelings in the chakras go up, and then the brain thinks. Well, if your chakras are full of your soul, then the only thing that, the only words that come into your head, ladies, can you please stop? The only thing that comes into your head should be soul guidance. Okay. And when soul guides, it should be your freedom statements. All right, so I'm going to read you my 12 freedom statements, okay? And I want you to, you now know me pretty well. You got a year and a half under your belt with me. But I want you to get that this is my, sort of like, when my soul speaks to me, this is what it sounds like. First chakra. I am open to creating an energetic tribe that loves me and plays with me and goes deep with me into my ideas and dreams. I'm open to leading in the tribe as the father who sees the spiritual gifts in all my body. Sees the spiritual gifts in all. My body is like an antenna for spiritual wisdom. I love it. Second chakra. I am open to all the emotions of playful enthusiasm. My most sensitive needs for love and companionship guide my life. I am open to my spiritual sensitivity and how it gives the real parts of the world I wrestle with their meaning. The third chakra. I am open to the fact that no one else in the world can think what I think, share what I can share, do what I can do. I play life like a sport. What I do inspires the world. I am my message and will express it enthusiastically. I discover deeper and deeper truths within me that no one has ever experienced before. In my heart, in my fourth chakra, I am open to my soulmate relationships being how I learn the love of my soul. I am loyal to the soul in every person I meet. I am open to being totally loyal first to my soul and then to the soul of those I am with and love. I sacrifice and surrender when called to for love. My voice, fifth chakra, my voice is my creative force. I let my enthusiasm and passion for ideas, transformation, and enlightenment command my voice. I speak my truth in every moment, and I am not afraid of others rejecting me or my ideas. I need to get them out now because they will be different tomorrow. My sixth chakra, my inability to see the world like others is my greatest gift. My mind is chaotic, but my vision of humanity is great. My ideas will change the world. I totally entertain myself with my deeper investigation of my soul. Seventh chakra, I am open to any and all possible ways to access my gifts and brilliance in the world. The doorway to the infinite void of possibility is the crown of my head. I am open to spiritual guidance bringing clarity to my life, gifts, and grounding it into my body, emotions, and actions now. So my physical life purpose point is I am open to my unbending purpose of living a spiritual truth that pushes the envelope of all previous spiritual purposes, and open to loving who and what I am, where I am, right now, and make this the place I learned the secrets of love and the universe. My spiritual life purpose point is I am open. I'm open to discovering and expanding my deepest knowing and spiritual insights that I can then teach and awaken others through. No one can do what I can do, and what I do is effortless for me. I wake up every day fully energized by my mission to show others the path back to soul. My aha point is I am open to pure awakening and the passionate realization of my body. Chakras and spiritual gravity serving and sharing the love and the desires of my soul in each moment. My inner light point is I am open to seeing the spark of the divine in every human being and how that spark is uniquely called to its highest purpose in life. I'm open to the doorway of the soul being opened in my head at all times, and that becomes my normal state of being. And finally, my soul point, which is my golden boy, I am open to taking my place as a golden child of God, playing and loving, making a better world one person at a time. When I know love, I know my soul. When I know my soul, I know love. There is no way to miss as long as I keep my eye on my soul.
Nice. I love that.
It's wonderful.
So you can see that everything dovetails, even though each one is very specific to like a dimension of consciousness, they all serve the one. And the one is what you're after in this program. You're not after, I got to know how to fix my first chakra, my seventh chakra. When you go back to the spiritual centers and then go all the way back to the soul and then realize that everything is expanding from that soul, and that soul is one thing and has one intention and one purpose to put you here right here and express that gift that your soul is, okay? And then it calls you back after 80, 100, 200 years, whatever it's going to be, okay? And then it puts you back in there again. But your job is to share that one thing, that one brilliant quality within you. And you have to recognize it. And so this is what it's about. This is what this challenge is for you. To go deeper, to dig deeper, to figure out what is it that you really deliver. Because then it validates all of the other pieces. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you can see there's the clarity, energy, and courage in everything I do. And it wasn't like I made that up. I didn't go to my business class and said, I'll do clarity, courage. You know, everybody says, what do you want to do? Oh, I'll do clarity, courage, and purpose. And then I made a chart out of it. Right? Right? It's like every piece of this was like one more struggle after another, after a problem, and then a meditation, and then I realized it, and I could feel that was that chakra, and it was like, and then I wrote that down, and then I said it wrong, and I didn't have it right, and I had the wrong profile, the wrong archetype, or the wrong, but then it was like, and each one, then it was like, but that doesn't go with this, and this doesn't go with that, and then these, and so all of a sudden, the puzzle starts coming together, it's like it starts going, at some point you have enough data, it just starts going click, 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 and it's clicking itself into form. And after a while, it just becomes this thing that when you read it, and this is why I say, put your damn freedom statements on your mirror and read them every day. Because if they're not real, you'll know you're lying. Oh, are you ready for us? For me? I'm ready. I'm ready. No, we're done. That was it.
Thank you.
Guys, totally rock. Thank you.